Blog Talk Radio.
August 29th, 2010. Welcome to the seventh installment of Yakuza Kick Radio. I am your host, J. Cat Morris, and my co-host, Eric Williams. We're going to bring on tonight. We're going to do our normal thing. We're going to come off with, you know, everything about the indies and, you know, everything else wrestling-wise and do what we do. Our guest tonight is Drake Younger, Psycho Shooter. He's the longest reigning CZW heavyweight champion in the history of CZW. He's working all over the globe. He's been everywhere. He's done it all, you know. So we got him on tonight. Eric, how are you feeling?
I'm doing fine. I just got off the phone with our guest, and he'll be ready to go as soon as we're about to, and well, it's another hot one here in Pennsylvania. How's the weather over there in Jersey?
Yeah, it's kind of hot out here, but it didn't stop me from sitting in the yard in front of a fire cutting a show. So, you know, this is what I do. It's my little, at least for now, ritual.
Go figure. You're outside. I got to be in this nice little room with all the computer equipment, and get to work my ass off and sweat here while you get to be out in the nice weather. Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, that's right. I'm chilling out here in the yard with the 420 and the, you know, and the beers, and just doing me. You know, this show starts 40 minutes after 420. What can I do? You know what I mean? So that's what it is. You know, and yeah, you know, I get in over on this side. So we got what I guess, man.
Well, 1 second, if anybody wants to give a question to Drake Younger, we do not take phone calls, but you can ask a question in the chat room on blogtalkradio.com/YKR online, and you'll see the little thing that says chat now. Click on that, and you'll be ready to go.
Oh, yeah, do that shit up.
All right, you ready to go? You ready to start this? To show up.
Yeah, you got our guest on?
I'll be giving her. All right, he is on the line.
Our guest today is the Psycho Shooter, Drake Younger. He's the longest reigning CZW World Heavyweight Champion in the history of CZW, as I previously mentioned. He's worked all over the world. And welcome, Drake Younger.
Hey, yo, what's happening, man? Thank you for that nice introduction. I appreciate it. Thanks to Yakuza Kick Radio for having me on the show today. I'm going to hang with y'all as long as I can before I got to cut out, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Not a problem, man, Drake. You know, we're just trying to get everybody out there and really, you know, big up the indies and get everybody's names even bigger than they are now, because they deserve to be, so, you know.
Yeah, totally, man. Totally. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, to start off, definitely congratulations on that win over Bryan Danielson last week at, you know, over there in the Midwest. Was that ICW?
Yeah, for IPW, for Insanity Pro Wrestling.
Right.
I appreciate that, man. I'll tell you what, it was, I had such butterflies going into the match, man. And it's always cool that, like, you know, I still get nervous before I wrestle and stuff. I mean, it shows that you, like, really care and stuff, so it was awesome, man. Like I said, It was packed house in my hometown from the, you know, the people that kind of, like, see me whenever I first started out wrestling at, like, you know, 16 and 17, kind of see me grow through the years and kind of stuck with me the whole way. So, you know, that was a cool opportunity. I had family and friends in the house and you know, a big appreciation to Vince McMahon and WWE for letting Brian finish out his indie dates.
Yeah,
that's totally super cool on their end. And Danielson really is the best in the world, like, technical wrestling-wise. I mean, that dude is just smooth as hell. And it was, you know, it just really one of those moments I'll always remember. And DVD should be out in a few weeks on Smart Mark Video, so definitely be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. You know, I just heard about it and just seeing that, you know, went to the time limit and restarted, and then, you know, you actually went over it. That was great.
Oh, yeah,
that was just
totally
great to see that.
Cool, man. Yeah, I tell you what, dude. after being in a match with Brian like that, I tell you, man, I was in more pain than some of the death matches that I've done. It was an insane
match. I'm sure. Yeah, he's badass, man. But
for sure, man.
But speaking of, yeah, I mean, the death matches you have done, I mean, you know, you debuted CZW at Tournament Death 5 and won Tournament Death 6.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what a huge jump. I mean, you definitely deserved it. I've seen every bit of it. But, you know, I mean, what did that feel like? That, you know, I don't know if you were, you know, at the point where you felt like you really had to do more than everybody else, but you pretty much did. And, you know, it's a hard ladder to climb with the, you know, the roster was already there. I mean, how did that go down?
Oh, yeah, totally, man. Totally. It was cool because I had no idea, you know, that it was going to happen. But then when I got there that day, Zandig kind of pulled me aside. It was cool, man. It was like I got, like, Zandig's approval and, like, you know, we had a lot of trust in me to, like, make me one of his top guys. It was just a really cool day. It was, you know, cool opportunity. And, you know, you and Nina, you guys have been around forever. So, you know, it's cool stuff, man. So, yeah, it was just, you know, a big appreciation from Zandig. And I took it as, you know, a good sign of responsibility that I knew that I was here to stay after that.
Yeah, it was a great moment, man. And
it was cool. I kind of like, you know, that was Zandig's idea to kind of have me, have the gimmick be where you got to get the trophy from the top of the truck and then the first dude to bring it back to the ring and stuff.
Yeah,
kind of like a mountain type deal. It was pretty cool. It was a good emotion, kind of like crawling back to the ring. And the trophy broke in half, though, so luckily I had to duct tape it back together.
That right there was like, if that wasn't, I'd love to hear what, in your opinion, was the craziest bump you ever took. Because, I mean, to hold on to that damn trophy and fall through the shit you did from the height you did, I mean, that shit was fucked up.
That was pretty crazy. It was pretty rough. But I tell you what, just the most painful and craziest one that I took was actually just a couple months later when was a rematch against Brain Damage. I think the name of the show was called Dishonorable Conduct or something like that. It was like 2007, August.
Yeah.
But anyway, he like awesome bombed me through this pane of glass that was on top of this barbed wire board to the outside or whatever. And man, it was just like the most painful thing. I don't know. I had to get so many stitches that night. And it was just rough. Just a rough night at the office.
Yeah, you took some crazy bumps, man. I mean, you know, for anybody who doesn't know, I mean, Drake has fought the likes of Brain Damage, Nick Gage, you know, Pondo, B-Boy. I think you fought Ryu DeHito, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, the Masters of Pain.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, what was that like, fighting, you know, the Japanese icon of hardcore wrestling?
Oh, that was a dream come true. That was one of my first dream matches that really came to life. And it was cool. I gave him a good showing and, you know, I really represented America well, and it was a great opportunity.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's great to see that, you know, it's just dream matches that people put together just as fans, and, you know, when they actually happen, it's epic, man. So,
yeah, that's cool.
You know, Yeah, but I mean, you fought Necro, you fought Thumbtack Jack, you fought Danny Havoc. Yeah, I mean, just
right.
You've taken on everybody in the business, really.
Yeah. 530, okay. Yep, cool, man.
So, I mean, who do you think was your actually toughest opponent? Just overall, every time that you sign up, you know, you just know you're in for something.
Yeah, dude, probably Necro, dude. You know, he's just a bad
Necro?
Man.
yeah.
But I don't know. I think brain damage probably takes the cake.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just such a intense individual. Definitely.
Yeah, your matches.
Absolutely.
Your matches together are unbelievable. I mean, there's no stopping that shit. You could tell that both of you are ready for the fucking war, so.
Right.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Yeah, dude. We really tried to make those matches special, so. Cool.
Yeah. What was it like? You did work low-key, right?
Oh, yeah, a few years ago, yeah, back when I was real young. Yeah, man, that was rough. definitely him and Davey Richards have like the strongest kicks that I've ever been on the receiving end of. And,
I see it as a fan.
Yeah,
it was cool. That's crazy shit, man. I mean, these guys are definitely, you know, top level guys. I feel like you are, and you know the other people who are, you know, the Necros and the Damages that we've talked about should be. You know, where the abysses are in this business, you know, because...
Oh, man, right on, dude. Good looking out. You know, I tell you what, I just... I was, growing up, I just wanted to just be in a ring, you know what I mean? And whenever I reach that goal, just kind of keep adding more goals. And, whenever I'm out doing my thing, man, I just try to represent myself well and represent CZW because I consider myself a CZW guy, you know what I mean? That's where I made my name. That's my bread and butter and stuff, but I just try to represent real well, man. But hey, I tell you what, dude, I gotta bounce off here, man. I hate to do this to you, but I gotta bounce off. Real life calls.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming on, Drake. You know,
no
we got you longer,
man.
But thanks so much.
All right, brother. Peace.
All right, peace. So, all right, man. That's you know, that was Drake Younger, and. You know, he answered some good questions. He came on. He did what he could do, but, you know, job is calling. So what can you do, man? You know,
right.
We got to move on, and that's what it's going to be. So what's popping, Eric? What else do we want to talk about?
Well, what the hell are you asking me for?
What am I asking you?
What do you want?
You're my co-host, goddammit.
No, because I've been willing to say this for a couple weeks now. You've got a lot of things to say. This is your time to talk, not mine.
Of course it is, but I just like you to trigger me on some shit. But whatever, you know.
I'm not you. Have you watched? Did you watch WWE this past Monday?
No.
I didn't, sorry.
But yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of different shit going on in wrestling. Chikara just ran the Young Lions Cup this weekend, didn't they?
Well, before that, you forgot about something totally. And you
what
said
did
we were going to do that to start the show off and
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's my bad because I did forget about that, and that's, you know, definitely shouldn't be forgotten. But, you know, rest in peace, Luna Vachon, and that's definitely something that should be put out there. Again, she did tremendous things in this business. You know, she left this world, and it's a damn shame. So rest in peace, Luna. All right?
Well, yeah, she did a lot of things for the women, you know what I'm saying, for the, you know, a guiding, you know, a person that, you know, these women could look to for advice and, you know, stuff like that. And to lose another name in the business, gone.
Yeah, she's
you know,
a tremendous performer, so, you know,
it's very sad. The 2010 has been a lot of death, a lot of bullshit, you know what I mean? Not good.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing to see, so, you know. rest in peace, like I said, and, you know, moving on from that, you know, the Chikara shows this weekend, you know, it's Young Lions Cup. Everybody should, you know, check that out. They can. I really don't have the results on hand of that because I didn't go there or nothing.
I'll get that. You caught me off guard there, yeah. Jay. I was just about to hit that up, so let me give me a few seconds.
Okay, but either way, you know, they had a good show from what I know, and, you know, ROH had a show yesterday.
We'll be looking at that because I have that. I have those results, but now I just exited out of the page. Now I'm going to Young Lions Cup. All right, do you want me to read off the card, or how do you want me to do this?
Do what you want to do, man. I'll follow.
Okay. All right, Young Lions Cup. This was Friday night in at the Goodwill Fire Association Hall in Reading, Pennsylvania. Young Lions Cup quarterfinal match. Match number one saw Christian Abel defeat Trigger Dunkerton with a cutthroat exploder suplex.
Who were like the last four matches of that day? Like what? What did that first day actually turn into? Because, you know, I mean, 3-day tournament, you know, that could be kind of long, but.
It's only 8 matches per night.
Yeah, so there's 16 in them shits. Go ahead.
All right, Frightmare defeated Brendan Michael Thomas in the first round. KO defeated Josh Payne. KO's from Italy. He defeated to move on to the semifinals. Akira Tozawa defeated Green Ant. Amashis defeated Christian Hayne from the Deep South and, you know, the Midwest.
Right.
Johnny Gargano defeated Andy Ridge to advance to the quarterfinals. So, in a non-tournament match, Tarsus defeated Grizzly Redwood. In another non-tournament match, Daisy Hayes and Sara Del Rey defeated Mike Quackenbush and Jigsaw. And in the semifinals, Frightmare won night one, eliminating Akira Tozawa at 13 minutes and 23 seconds.
Yeah. That was night one. I mean, you know, these guys put it in. I mean, they got a bunch of good shit. Like, that shit sounds like bludgeoning, but I'm telling you, it's awesome. And they do a good amount of fucking high-flying, quick-moving, you know, technical action, just lucha stuff, you know. And, yeah, Chikara, they do a good thing. You see these tournaments that come down, they definitely get it in on them. So definitely check them out.
Right. Night two, which was yesterday, Ophidian defeated Skull. Cameron Sky from the Clash promotion defeated Eric Ryan. Oberian defeated Dustin Reyes. Battle Arts, Kita Yano defeated Mike Seidel. Lince Dorado defeated Gregory Iron. CZW Zone Adam Cole defeated Kyle O'Reilly. In a non-tournament match, 3.0 defeated Player Uno and Player Dose. Mike Quackenbush and Jigsaw defeated the House of Truth of Josh Raymond and Christian Abel. In the main event, six-man eliminator, Ophidian versus Cameron Sky versus Oberian versus Kita Yano versus Lince versus Adam Cole. The winner was Lince.
Lince Dorado won the whole tournament?
No, just night two.
Night three. What's going on there?
Well, there's no results as of now for night three.
Because it's going on right now, right?
Right, right.
Okay, I got you. So, yeah, I mean, they put on a good product. I mean, put up, you know, 3-day tournaments. You pull enough talent that's, you know, worth being in a tournament, you know. That's good money. So, yeah, big up to them. You know, I hope that tournament goes well, and hopefully Adam Cole brings that, you know, title back to CZW before he goes to the WWE. And
well, Adam Cole actually lost. Adam Cole's not in the tournament.
Oh, he's not in the tournament anymore, huh? He lost?
Yeah, the finals is Frightmare versus Wednesday.
Oh, I got you. My bad. Yeah, well, I mean, both of those guys are talented. I've seen them both work a whole lot of times. And, yeah, that should be a great match. And either way, it's deserving.
Right.
Yep.
All righty. Just for that, let's move on. And we'll go into our Ring of Honor discussion. But first, we need to talk about something. Ring of Honor. And me and you talked about this a little bit. And the current state of Ring of Honor. Adam Pearce out as Ring of Honor Booker. Delirious in at Ring of Honor Booker. Now, the Skull Crusher, Roski Brown, let go of Ring of Honor. Actually, he quit Ring of Honor.
Right.
Don't know, but he was getting a heavy push from Ring of Honor and all types of things, and apparently, according to his Twitter, this is the deal. I missed a flight for TV this past weekend's Ring of Honor tapings in Philly, and everybody knew I was on vacation. I drove my family on a long truck and got home and set my alarm for PM instead of AM. So I woke up as my flight was taking off. I missed a flight, he said. I rectified the situation. I was going to make it there Saturday, but they canceled my other flight back home, so I wasn't going to end up losing more money than I was going to make.
Yeah.
Brown said he was told his punishment was being removed from the Boston House show on September 11th and the Glory by Honor pay-per-view on September 11th in New York City. So basically he quit.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know who Race Brown is, so I apologize for not knowing the fucking the ROH card that well, but I'm not like really sweating anything about Race Brown. So I mean, if he got some ill shit, people should be throwing clips up or something, because I see a lot of wrestling but I don't see it all. So you know, it's cool. I mean, you know, if he's talented, man, take your talents elsewhere, I guess, because you quit and you know, but ROH is already fucking up, so I don't blame people leaving ROH because they're fucking up. Like, they, you know, there's just a lot of, like, you know, that company that's in disarray as far as, like, you know, the upper ranks. I mean, the lower ranks are putting their shit on. I mean, they got Davey Richards, Roderick Strong, fucking Tyler Black. I mean, they got all sorts of talent there, no maybes about it. And,
right.
You know, they put on good shows, but the upper ranks, like, in between every great show is, like, a meltdown. And you hear all this bullshit online and everything else happens, but comes down to it, I mean, doesn't look like the company's in great standing. They spent a lot of money to do some of them shows and didn't make them back, so, you know.
All right.
That's
all
right.
Here was the Ring of Honor result for Richmond, Virginia on the 27th, which was on Friday. And this is courtesy of ROHforum.com. Prior to the opening match, Jim Cornette announced that Roderick Strong and Eric Stevens would not be in attendance due to travel issues. In match number one, Tag Wars Block B final match, the All Night Express of Pretty Boy Pitbull, Kenny King, and Addicted to Love, Rhett Titus, defeated El Generico and Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Yeah.
All right. I thought you were going to throw a comment in there about the boom, boom. Boom, boom,
no.
Boom.
Why would I? I know this is a nickname. Go ahead.
What a stupid nickname, to be honest with you.
Yeah, what can I do? What can I do? Go ahead.
Who the fuck says boom, boom? Come on, seriously?
Cole Cabana does. He's badass. So what can you do?
Check out his podcast. I don't have the link for it, but you check out his podcast.
Right, yeah, it's badass. He does some shit. He put Chris Daniels on there. He put Punk on there. He put Bull Payne on there. Yeah, he does a decent joint. So check it out. Peace. Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Carrillo came out mid-match and brawled with Cabana in the back, leaving Generico in a one-on-two situation. And the All Night Express used their finisher to win, and Rhett gets the pinfall.
Right. Yes, he did.
Match number two, Tag Wars Block C final match. The Dark City Fight Club of Corey Chavis and John Davis defeated the Bravado Brothers of Harlem and Lance Bravado. After the match, the Dark City Fight Club show respect to the Bravados.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the Tag Wars Block A final match, like fucking Block A, Block B, what the hell?
Yeah, why is every company running a fucking tournament right now? That's the only thing I want, like, kind of like wondering. Why is every fucking company running a tournament? So you're like, oh, this guy versus Block A in Section B on the bracket three on the shit right now. So factor that into what you already know. Like, what if it's a casual fan? Like, what if it's a casual fan? Jesus Christ. I'm sitting up here
reading the results, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Is that for the Young Lions Cup? No, that's for the, oh, shit, Ring of Honor is doing that, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Ring of Honor,
all right.
Confusing the hell.
Yes. Okay, I got it. I'm back.
Tag Wars Block A final match. The Briscoes defeated the Embassy of the Necro Butcher and Prince Nana when Necro was planted by the J-Driller to allow the Briscoes to advance.
Yeah.
In a Pick 6 Series Challenge match, number 6 Davey Richards defeated Kevin Steen to earn the number 3 spot in the Pick 6 Series after a series of kicks and then one knockout kick.
Yeah, I can't believe where Davey Richards is in, you know, one of them top companies, because he definitely has a sick amount of talent. I mean, he's one of them guys, you know. So.
Well, a lot of people consider Ring of Honor one of the top companies at one point.
They're not. I beg to fucking differ for everyone who thinks that, because they're not. They've had half of their fucking management leave fucking 3 times, and... You know, on top of that, they got guys leaving all the time and in and out. And nah, man, you're not one of the tops. You know, you're doing all right. And I hope you do better. Fuck, man, I'm not against it. But yeah, not a good thing overall right now.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not good. Alrighty, where the hell is that other? What else?
Yeah, the product is good, but you know. I could see right off, like, that the business end of it is not going well. You could see
right.
That. So.
All right, then we had match number 5 of Bobby Dempsey and Cedric Dander over Caleb Conley and the Man Scout, Jake Manning.
What?
Jake Manning. I don't know why the fuck we'd be calling people the Man Scout, but that sounds pretty damn gay.
Man Scout? Wow.
I
don't know,
Kasdan,
man. That shit is...
You maybe can go talk to Johnny Kasdan about that.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
He probably knows that guy.
Yeah, okay. Yep. and a non-title challenge match, the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions, Kings of Wrestling of Chris Hero and Claudio de Castagnoli defeated the set of Lance Lude and Jay Sin. To a no contest.
Yeah, I don't know those guys, so.
Yeah, never heard of them.
No.
Lance Lude was apparently taken out thanks to it being set like a torpedo into the ring post.
Right. Good.
And that's number 7. Steve Corino defeated Jeff Early after the sliding lariat.
Yeah. You know, it seems like squash after squash, they're just lining up people I never heard of, and then, good.
Right.
I like squashes, so it probably was.
Cabana came out after Carino, but Roderick Strong hits the string in street clothes, and the match with Carino is on. Match number 8, Roderick Strong over Steve Carino.
Yeah.
How about this shit,
right?
This is a big show, by the way. This is not television, you know, live. Non-title
right.
Champion challenge match. Ring of Honor World Champion Tyler Black over Ring of Honor Television Champion Eddie Edwards with his feet on the ropes in a non-title match. They didn't put the belt on the line.
Right.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're going to play back and forth with that title until Tyler actually has to leave. Or whatever he just signed on to, so you know it's not
right.
it's not a big surprise to me, but they're going to toy around with it, because if you automatically just drop the title, you're like, well, we heard you signed, boom, we dropped the title, you know. So they like to try to make it, like, as, like, anticipative as possible, because they've had several people leave their company and then go to WWE. So, you know, it makes sense to me that, you know, they just try to use, like, some kind of strategic move to it, and it works out for their company, so I don't blame them for that at all.
Right. And that's that show.
So, yeah.
Overall, that show looks like it shit sucks. Like, why would you buy the DVD for that? Unless you have, like, $1 billion and you're just bored.
Right. I don't know, man. I don't know. It doesn't look like a huge card for me, but, you know, who knows? I mean, these live shows half the time come off a million times better than you'll see on DVD or hear described. You know, half the time you'll see, like, a great show, and then the description on DVD or the DVD itself just won't come off the same way. But some of these cards are just epic, man. You just need to be there. And if you're there, it's a different experience. You know, to see it live.
Right.
Because you never know the angle that the camera gets, and you got the other angle that actually paid off. You know, who knows? It's,
right.
It's always worth keeping the supporting, man, because you just never know.
You're right, bro. All right. Here's a Ring of Honor, Charlotte, North Carolina. Woo! Courtesy
really?
RingofHonorForum.com. Opening matchup, El Generico defeated Eric Stevens.
When was this?
And, yesterday.
Yesterday.
28th.
Okay.
And apparently it was said to be a great opener.
El Generico, Eric Stevens.
Yeah. Eric Stevens lost a lot of weight, though. I'll tell you that. I remember when he was in CGW at KG-6 teaming up with Strong.
All right.
To face Shelly and Storm. And he would eat like 500 hot dogs a day.
Right.
I mean, now he's skinny. You know what I'm saying? Steve Corino over Bobby Dempsey.
All right. It's awkward. Go ahead. Next.
Match number three, Necro Butcher over Grizzly Redwood.
Yeah. I haven't seen that much of Grizzly. He's a funny-looking motherfucker with all that crazy facial hair and everything. Definitely a funny-looking motherfucker. So I guess, I would like to see him versus Necro. That's cool.
But it's probably like it's like the sixth or seventh time that this match has happened.
I'm sure. I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah. Eddie Edwards defeated Colt Cabana. Non-title.
Yeah. You know, kind of uneventful from that description.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody should have said something else.
Match number five, Cedric Alexander and the Bravados defeated Caleb Conley, the man spout, Jake Manning.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea about what that's all about with the man scout and all that. I don't know.
Match number six, Roderick Strong defeating Kevin Steen.
That should have been a really good fucking match. I don't know how it went down. I don't know. But that should have been a really good match.
The Kings of Wrestling defeated the Stark City Fight Club, the All Night Express, and the Briscoes in an ultimate endurance match to retain the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. It really does. That sounds awesome. I mean, yeah, pretty much like elimination tag match from what I understand, right?
Yeah, yep.
And, that's awesome. The first state wrestling, or the 1CW is actually running like a tag tournament coming up. That should be pretty good because they already got the Briscoe sign for it, and they got a Irish Drive-By, and they got, I think they're calling like Team ECW or something. It's like Julio De Niro and Axel Rotten. You know, they got some other shit lined up, but I think this is going to be pretty cool, man, because they signed a bunch of talent. They're getting people in there who knew how to wrestle, so you know, you're going to have to deal with the Briscoes. You're going to have to deal with, you know, the Irish drive-bys and, you know, Axel and, you know, people who've been in the business, so it's pretty much official. You're going to have to see, you know, a lot of good matchups before the, you know, shit ends. So it should be good.
Yeah. In the main event, Davey Richards defeated Tyler Black in a non-title match. Crowd is chanting, "You sold out of Tyler." Jim Cornette came out and tried to make the match a title match. Tyler Black refused. The match is still non-title. Apparently, Tyler Black had Davey down at one point and stood over him and did the John Cena "You Can't See Me" hand gesture.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
That's the show.
Either way, I mean, you know, the dude is going into where he's going into. That's not like a disrespectful move. That's, you know, expected. When you do that type of thing and you get noticed by the big company and you take the pick, that's not a... It's really not like a downgrade where somebody should be yelling at you, "You sold out. This is, you made it." They should be yelling, "You made it," or something, you know, because,
right,
you know, you're loved by that small group of fans as an indie wrestler, but you make it to the top and actually get your payday for a minute, then fuck, man, you know, they're going to restrict what you can do, and that sucks, but, you know, if that's where you're looking to go, I have no fucking discrepancy to that. I think that that's a good thing.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Obviously you'd rather see them in the indies, you know, working in front of me and stuff, but if as a person it makes them more money and they get more exposure and they, you know, it just makes them live better, I can't hate on that. Go ahead.
Right. You know,
sold out, really? How about, you know, fucking congratulations, chant that shit, congrats,
right,
or whatever the fuck you want to chant, but really?
We want
so
to say
like
hello
a...
to we want to say hello to Canadian Mad Max, who's in the chat room. He's been checking out our show the last couple weeks and asking some pretty interesting questions, and he's in the chat room, and just want to say
I can answer some questions. Yeah. I can answer some questions.
Hey Jay, how about this one? You want to hear this funny one? Instead of ask the Deej, it will be ask the cat.
Whatever, man.
Like,
but
nah,
I have
like
no
that?
Problem
no.
with anybody asking me anything. Go ahead.
And
yeah. What's he got? What's he got? He said interesting questions. I'd love to hear.
He didn't throw any questions. No, he's not throwing any questions right now. He just got in the chat room. Just wanted to.
Oh,
let me throw out this real quick. And I read the results of Ring of Honor to you guys just right now. It's about 2 minutes ago. And how I read it was basically how I feel. I care about it, but it's boring. Yeah, Ring of Honor, that's a shout out to you. Put on some goddamn good matches. And maybe people will actually come to your shows instead of drawing 400 fucking people when you're spending over probably over $15,000 to run a show. I mean, you're spending all that money for talent. You're spending all that money for a contract. I mean, they just signed the Briscoes to a contract. You know what I'm saying? So they're not going anywhere. You're fucking spending all this goddamn money. And you're drawing 400 people. Are you serious?
Right.
Really? Like, you think that's doing good business? Jay, if you had a business and you were only making, you probably aren't even making money. They're probably not even making money. They're probably losing money. If you're in a business, Jay, right? Hypothetically speaking, you're in a business and you're trying to get your money back from those shows. At least split even. If that's your goal, and you're getting 400 people, at $20 a ticket, that's $8,000. You're still probably losing $7,000 a show.
It's well above that. It's well above that. And, you know, it's just garbage that these motherfuckers put out. And it's not, to me, it's not the product. It's that, like, when you're fucking, you know, you're running against Evolve, you're in New York, and they're in fucking Jersey, and, like, I mean, come on, man. And you're battling these guys all month, so who's under whose contract, and who could work where, and who couldn't work. It just hurts the fucking indies overall. Like, yeah, you might do good, and you might step up, you might not. You might put on the best fucking show ever and just happen to have not the attendance of the other show. You know, it's just circumstance. It's just, you know, they put themselves in the position to battle another company, and I think that's just not a good thing, man. Because those are both going to be great shows. I can pretty much guarantee that.
Yeah, but if you're putting on the best wrestling product ever, people are going to come out to your shows. WWE house shows draw good. They draw some sellouts at house shows. House shows.
That's for the names of the guys. That's not for, you know, they're going to tear shit down. That's just, you know, general respect for the talent that, you know, have proven themselves. They're not going to do it on the house show, but you've seen this guy do some shit on pay-per-view, you know what I mean? So, it'll draw. Yeah, it'll draw, but, you know.
My people, really. I mean, CGW. I mean, look at Ashes Fest. I'll say it. I don't care. 700 people. You know why? People have had a passion for it. People actually gave a shit about the show. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if Ring of Honor changed shit up a bit and started going towards more of a, what, you know, directing the product towards what the fans actually want to see and not what television executives want to see and what this want to see, maybe they'll make money. But until then, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'll keep watching TV. I'll keep watching Ring of Honor just because I want to see the people that, you know, that I like, you know what I'm saying, or friends of mine that are going there and wrestling one match and, you know, jobbing out. That's why I watch it. I watch it every Monday. But I only watch it, you know, and I laugh half. I start, you know, we make inside jokes on that show, you know. We'll be laughing at that shit. Make, you know what I mean? Just making jokes about it. Be like, hey, why don't they just bring in this guy in? Or just, you know what I mean? It's just, come on, seriously. Like,
I hear you, man.
Like, the wrestling's terrible. And sometimes I wonder if this is wrestling or if this is just them trying to be WWE. You know what I mean? Kings of Wrestling are good. You know, they've got some good people, but like I said, they're doing this TV shit, and they're trying to be over. They're trying to way overboard with this TV shit.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. They do a decent product. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, but you know, is it enough to spend $25? See.
Yeah. And, you know, there's, I don't know, there's definitely a following to it. It is a good indie promotion, but, you know, they do start to overcharge, and then people do the pay-per-view. And like you said, you know, and it, all of a sudden people are overrating the product because, you know, you're on pay-per-view, you should be doing such and such. But, you know, it's a good product, you know. That I've thought that throughout. Like, yeah, they've lost and won and lost and won, but, I mean, when, like, somebody says something like, you said, like, Gabe lost a bunch of money and spent, like, I think, like, 2 or 3 years salary on 1 year booking this guy and that guy and this guy and that guy. Well, that should have created enough of a buzz for that company to be off the ground and fucking soaring, you know. And for the next couple of years, they're going to be like, what's next? Holy shit, they brought us all of this. And, I mean, if that's not what happened, then apparently either the promotion, you know, the promoting of it, or the fans themselves are just too spoiled, you know, because, and it's not, it's not aligned around that. They'll put it up against other shows and be like, fuck them, we got this. It's still not good, man. It's still not good. you know.
You're right, though. You know what I'm saying? It's still not good. You know?
Yeah.
I thought you had something to say. I thought that's why I paused. I thought you were gonna add something to it.
Me, it's just still not good. Like, if that's where you leave it at, and you're just like, well, fucking, I put out what I put out, and it's better than you, but I booked it against another stacked card. I'm not going to lose fucking attendance. Yes, you are. What are you fucking kidding me? Whether you lose five people or fucking 500, like, come on, man. Settle down with that shit. Like, lift the line, everything, get all the fucking attendance you can get on separate shows, and fucking, come on, man. Well, fucking indie wrestling is not that fucking ridiculous as far as, you know, someone's caking up and actually living in a mansion and the other guy's in the shack. Like, it's not, indie wrestling to me doesn't seem like that type of business where somebody's actually really caking up. So why not all, like, you know, join up for what indie wrestling is supposed to be about, pick your weekends, at least if you're in the same area, and, you know, talk a little bit. And then put up the best card until the best man wins type shit. As far as people want to come see your card because you put out a better product, then, well, you won that round. You know, you just go by experience and your reputation. So, to me, that's how it should roll. But it's too hard for people to do that, so they try to cock block everybody.
That sucks. That's what sucks about it. You got bullshitters, you got assholes, you have fucking people that don't pay anybody. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking stiff.
Cock blockers.
Yeah. And Ian Rotten. How about that right there?
Yep. I mean, that's
awesome fucking shows. 100 people.
Yeah. He wasn't working in an area that I think could generate the type of numbers that he would like to have, you know? Honestly, he kept running them even though they didn't make money, but, I mean, he ran so many consecutive shows. You had to take a huge beating, or someone had to take a beating, whether it was the workers, the promoter, whoever. I mean, because, you know, I was buying those DVDs for a long time and tapes, back then tapes, even King of the Deathmatch. I mean, you looked at it, and it was just, wow, like, you know, it was crazy shit to see the difference between this and that, you know. The fucking crowds were just 25 people at a King of the Death match. And you're like, wow. That's pretty bad.
It's crazy. You know what I mean? I wish people would actually, you know, like you said, work together. You know, that way people can work, have good matches.
Yeah, it should happen, because, you know, egos aside, like, everybody makes more fucking money if y'all stop being bitches. Honestly. You're making less money because you're trying to compete with shit they can't be competed with. You know, it's just a matter of, like, people just need to do the right thing and fucking just get indie wrestling on a higher plateau than the mainstream is, because the mainstream is garbage for the most part. They're just up in the spotlight, and everybody sees them more often, but if the same effort that was already being put out in the indies got put on a higher level by promotion of all the companies working together, and it's just fucking, the whole indie wrestling would take over wrestling, you know, and there'd be companies booking them for shows, and as far as TV, you know, TV companies putting everybody on fucking TV. So, you know, it's just, shit, it's hard to crush egos when, like, they think they're going to get the top dollar and the next one's going to get the top dollar. And it's all about that top. Instead of taking, like, the second best or the third best or running, like, a four-way partner and, you know, just really putting the whole fucking the business up instead of just worrying about yourself.
Right, but, right.
You know, that's just guesswork off of the way I see the politics work with fucking indies. And I'm not in any of the companies, but it's just really, it reflects on any fan that actually reads these fucking, the posts and the, you know, Future Endeavors and the this and the that. You could just tell the politics are going. You could just tell. So, I'm sure it's much worse on their end, but It'd be nice if that shit, you know, came to terms. Someone actually regulated that shit instead of just a dude running a company. Like a wrestler's union, you know?
Right. I mean, that's crazy. That's the way it should be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. What else you want to talk about?
I don't know, man. Yeah, I ain't got a lot else on my mind. The other eyes, football, fucking in 2 weeks. We can actually start this on Thursdays, but, you know, like
yeah,
a week after that on Thursday. Yeah, we're going to start this next Thursday, and then we're going to keep on Thursdays. But the following Thursday is going to be, I think it's the Vikings Saints, NBC. That's going to be badass. Because the football season about to start, and it's off the hook. So, going to be doing all that. Definitely going to be watching the shit out some football. Sorry, we just hurt the fucking Oakland quarterback. This happens. And Jason Campbell, he's beat.
Hey, you want me to read some results from last week's 1CW show in Delaware?
Yeah, yeah, they did that show out there.
Yeah,
I promoted. Go ahead.
This show was reported by your boy, Paul.
Right. Yeah, my boy right. Paul. Shout out to my boy Paul.
1CW Cruiserweight Championship. Crazy Shea defeated South American sensation Scotty Astro in the Chance Sevenfold. Tag team match, Ryan McBride and Rich Swann defeated NI4NI.
Irish Driver.
Team ECW, Julio De Niro and Axelrod defeated Mark the Dragonfly Harrow and CZW owner DJ Hyde. Loser leads DCW and 1CW, Zack the Ripper Connor defeated the Heart Killer Chris Wilde. 1CW heavyweight champion Scotty Dukes defeated Christian York. The Hurricane Gregory Helms defeated DCW international heavyweight champion the Maple Leaf Machine KO Storm in a non-title match.
Hey, and let me have you pause right there and tell a quick story that my boy Paul did tell me. I hope he doesn't fucking hate me for putting this out there, but honestly, well, last week we had talked with Robbie, and Robbie said he doesn't even like to sell shit. He doesn't even like to sell autographs because you already paid for your ticket. So he's not trying to be a peddler and on the way out catch somebody and say, hey, why don't you buy this? Why don't you buy a picture with me? Why don't you buy just fucking me standing here? Why don't you just let me mark your fucking shirt and charge you for it? You know what I mean? Like, that type of shit. And Robbie, you know, had a good point on that because it's really – you know, kind of on the borderline whether that's fair or not to even fucking charge for that when you already paid for the show. So, my boy Paul was out there with his kids and everything, and Hurricane pretty much walked up to his kid and said, would you like an autograph? So, of course, a kid is going to say yes. Of course I would. Takes an autograph, the picture, and all of that stuff. They go to walk away, and he grabs a picture and says, $10, please. I mean, that, to me, is just a douchebag move. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're the Hurricane. What does that mean, bro? Like, you were fucking fired from two companies. I'm the Hurricane mean? What does that do? Like, nobody asked you. You're peddling shit on kids like it's crack, and you're still not accomplished. I mean, that, to me, is just a douchebag move in the fucking business. You know, he got a certain level, but okay, why would you treat people like that? You know, it's just, to me, it's wrong, you know. What you think, man?
You know what? That fucking, you know, that shit is fucking crazy. Now it's fucking big time bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
to me, it's just,
man,
it's just a,
like,
douchebag move.
I'd be cool with it if fucking, if it was an adult. You know what I'm saying? like say Paul, say, you know, Paul asked for an autograph, and you know what I'm saying, just like that shit. You know what I mean? I'd be like, all
right, right.
I can figure that. But for I mean, seriously,
well,
the fucking guy.
But the problem is the kid didn't even ask for the autograph. You know what I mean? He asked the kid, would you like it? You know?
That's like fucking going up to you and fucking saying, hey. You know, basically that means I can go up to anybody and go, hey, you want my autograph? And they'll be like, yeah, okay. And I'll be like, hey, $10. Give it to me now. You know what I mean? That's fucking retarded as hell.
Yeah. To me, it is douchey, man. So... That dude needs to change his fucking attitude or stop doing the indies and figure out that, you know, you've been fired by the WWE, you've been fired by fucking WCW, TNA, you know, all of that shit, like, just needs to come to terms with himself because, you know, it's just really hard to, right, well, yeah, I mean, it's just really hard to make it in the business.
No, there's no answer about it. If you do that kind of shit to fans, you don't deserve to be on the indies. You don't even deserve to be a professional wrestler.
No,
I mean,
well,
that, you know, that's, you know, that, you know what I mean? No, no. That shit fucking irritates me. When a fucking, a wrestler doesn't, I mean, these kids are fucking the future of what they're going to be. You know what I mean? These kids may be turned off by wrestling because of fucking bullshit, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So if I was Paul, I would fucking deck them right in my fucking face. That's just fucking stupid what Hurricane did. That basically said, I mean, and you can basically say it, if those kids fucking go, they go, Daddy, I don't want to watch wrestling anymore. That's the reason right there, because the Hurricane.
Well, no, because Paul had to, of course, you know, Paul had to be the good father and, you know, pay for the picture and, you know, move on with the shit. Because that's what, you know, that's the position that he got put in by this guy. I mean, same guy that portrayed himself as a hero, Daddy can't now beat the shit out of in front of his kid. That shit is not going to work. You know, it's just, like I said, like a dick move as a professional wrestler. And, you know, that's all. That's all I mean by that. It's just not a good move, like promotional-wise, like really. Like the kid was like all about you and shit, but you presented yourself to him. Next thing you know, you're fucking trying to bleed money out of somebody's asshole. Like, come on, man. Like, calm down. To me, it just came off wrong, you know.
No, that's fucked up. I'm gonna fucking. After the show, we're gonna have a discussion about this. I'm that's fucking bullshit. Like, I might even just track him down just to fucking just say, what the fuck was that about? I mean, like,
you
on,
go ahead and stalk the shit out of that motherfucker. I don't got time to stalk people. It's cool.
I'm just gonna go up to a random person and say, "Hey, want my autograph?" Okay.
Yeah.
A random kid. For $10.
Yeah. Sign it and then let them start to walk away and be like, "That'll be $10."
That's $10, please.
Fuck.
I lost all fucking interest for Hurricane after you told me that story. I could give a damn two less what he does.
Well, this is what happens when, you know, people I know or me definitely gets wrong in something. We'll just put it out there and, you know, you guys can feel however you want. You can think I'm a liar. You can think, you know, where I heard it from ain't right, whatever. That's fine. But if that's not the case and, you know, we put out there something, and somebody else, you know, experiences the same thing, they're going to be like, oh, I heard you were a dick. Well, that's fucking crazy. Or maybe the guy will be like, maybe I should stop being a dick. And next thing you know, everybody's good. And we're, you know, that's all I'm trying to accomplish. I ain't trying to just put people on blast for no reason, you know.
Right.
But
right.
But if you treat a little kid like a fucking crackhead, then honestly, you should be put in your fucking place because that's wrong, bro. You ain't a fucking boardwalk vendor. You're a fucking wrestler. You know what I mean? And people already paid to see you. So, that, you know.
And you got paid anyway. You know what I mean?
Right. Of course. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's good to make extra money. If people are like, oh, $10 a picture. You want a picture? Okay, great. But if you're just like, would you like a picture and autograph of me, kid? Like, not even talking to their father at all. Sure. Awesome!
I'm gonna try that tomorrow at work. I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna go up to random kids. I'm gonna make a good money. I'm gonna make some good money.
Yeah. So.
Not really.
It's just a douche move to me, you know. And then from there, you know, there's so many other people that I've seen a million times. I mean, that just wrestlers. There's so many of them that are so fucking in touch with the fans that they're down with them. They'll do whatever, you know, they'll talk to you. Fucking Little Mondo came from Nick Mondo putting the motherfucker on his shoulder and fucking treating him like gold because he came to the show dressed up as him and loved him. You know what I mean? And that to me was cool as hell. And he still carried it on and this and that, but he was a little ass kid when I first started seeing him, you know, and, It's just a cool moment when you see that type of wrestler just, like, recognize the fans and treat them like the fuck they matter, you know? But people are like, I'm on TV, you should suck my dick right now. Then I don't respect that. I'm 32 years old and I never like sucking dick. So that was never something I would like to try. So I never thought about doing that. So... I'm sorry, man. You're off my list right off the bat. Like, I don't care about that shit. So, it just is what it is. But as far as, you know, some people have egos, some people don't. And the people that don't, it shines through, and you actually see the love of the business in them instead of just trying to make themselves something and scrapping everybody else behind them. So.
Yeah. Canadian Mad Max said the following. Some wrestlers need to remember that in the end, it's the fans who make you or break you. If the fans don't enjoy what you're doing, they're not going to pay to see you.
I agree with that 100%. I really think that thanks, Mad Max, for making us international superstars. And otherwise, you know, I agree with that 100%, man. That, like, I don't need to fucking, like, I drive fucking 2 hours every month to go to CZW because I love it.
Right.
When someone on the lower to mid card comes out of their face and says, I don't care if you like what I'm doing, you pay to see me, you're dead wrong, bro. You're dead wrong because obviously I'm paying to see the main event. I'm paying to see the top card that actually fucking, like, pop, like Tangled Web or the Cage of Death or the, you know, like, the different things that happen in the later ends of the card is the things that actually people are showing up for. Just because you're fucking match 4 doesn't mean that I paid to see you. You know what I mean? Like, you could be fucking anybody, just like a big question mark, like a mystery competitor in a video game or some shit, and then it just pops on the screen, be like, you're fighting this guy. You know what I mean? Like, that's what the fuck the mid-card does. You know what I mean? And there's some banging-ass mid-cards. You know, you can go from that to the WWE and say, like, Intercontinental title shit. You know what I mean? That, I think, is very important. And that's great if you're, like, the best mid-card type motherfucker. You know what I mean? If you're just, like, badass on that. But if you try to, like, pretend like everybody is paying just to see you, then you're fucking delusional. You're fucking Teddy Hart, you know what I mean? You're going to come in the ring and tell everybody, I'm the past, present, and future of professional wrestling that you've ever seen. And, like, that shit is fucking ridiculous, you know what I mean? Like, who the fuck do you think you are, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm like, I get confused with some of these cats because, you know, I love the motherfuckers that's on the roster, CZW and everything else, but it's just people got their role twisted. I don't really understand where there's such like a shout out from, you know. I don't understand. Like I said,
how about this one? How ironic is it that we got Paul in the chat room?
Awesome.
Yeah,
popping Paul.
I'm talking to him in the chat room, and you know, I was trying to figure out who it was in the chat room because somebody just came in the chat room. Like, I don't even know who this is, and I asked him who it was, and he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Paul's cool as shit.
Yeah. You know, if he's cool with you, I guess he's cool with me.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so corny today. Am I corny every day or what?
Did you get a question out of Paul, or what do you...
He was just saying how the hurricane's an asshole, or whatever.
Right.
It doesn't...
Good. I'm glad he didn't fucking think I was a dick for saying that.
Yeah, that's good.
He wants to
tell you something. He wants to say what's up.
Hey, what's poppin'? How much time we got left?
We got a good 25 minutes left in the show.
Why don't you throw Paul the call-in number, see if he wants to fucking call up.
Alright.
I'm down. You know, Paul's a cool-ass motherfucker.
Yeah. The number to call in is 347-215-8300. Before you get on the air, though, for everybody, if anybody wants to call in, especially Paul, you'll be put into the screening room so we can find out who you are, and then we'll put you right through. All right, partner?
Yeah, man. You know? That's what I'm saying, because Paul's my dude, man, so it'd be cool as shit if he called in and, otherwise, he can enlighten even more on that hurricane thing, because I'm hurting it, you hear in the third person. So that's
Yeah, the only reason why I brought up the 1CW show is because I was looking at the DOI board. I'm like, I mean, not the DOI board, but the DOI site. And I was, because you just mentioned the 1CW, the tag tournament, and I wanted to,
right.
I was like, oh shit, 1CW just ran the show. I thought this was the tag tournament you're talking about.
And they actually, big up to them. I'm going to continue to promote them because they promoted me back. And, they said us, like just yesterday, thanks to us for promoting them, check out them every week and all of that. So again, 1CW, man, they're doing big things. They run that tag thing coming up, and it's a good promotion, man. The promoter, the owner of that is Sean Hardy. He's not related to Ed, Matt, or Jeff, but you got to get with that motherfucker because he running a nice promotion out there in Delaware, and you don't see a lot of that. So I mean, that's really good shit, man. You look at the cars that they ran, and you pick them up on DVD. They got them available. They got the first show available on DVD right now, so check them out.
Right. He can't call right now. He just told me. So.
Too bad. What can I do?
He's a cool cat. It sucks. Like I said before, if I was Paul in that situation, I'd be like, you see this, kids? This is the hurricane. And I'm going to take out the hurricane. And be a total heel. And be like, this is how you really treat the hurricane. Stopping the shit out of him.
I don't know, bro. He's an athlete, so good luck with that, because he might not wind up the same way.
Take out his legs.
Unless you got a stun gun or something. I don't know if you want to.
You got the fucking stun gun, yeah. Stun him for 2 seconds, like Marino did last. Didn't Marino say he carries a stun gun?
He told the story with Ruckus, and when he shocked himself in the leg. But we're gonna get Ruckus on in the future, definitely. We're gonna get a bunch of people in the future. Tonight we ran short with Drake, but Drake has shit to do, job and everything else. He's actually fucking on the clock. Talking to us and shit, so hope his employer ain't listening, because he had shit to do at work. So we're gonna get a lot of shit going in the next coming weeks. We're going on Thursday this coming week, so we're actually gonna have only like 4 days break, and we're gonna come back on Thursday because my co-host has some shit to do on Sunday. And then the next Sunday is fucking football. So you already know I'm not sitting out in this bitch talking about fucking wrestling when it's football season. Come on. So, my Niners just took out Jason Taylor. Fucking, 3-0 in the fucking preseason. We just took out Jason Taylor. We put him on a Stinger. Stinger, fuck that dude up. So, and, you know, the Oakland Raiders, short of quarterbacks. Thanks. You're welcome. Yeah, man, that's what it is. And we going in definitely the football season. We're going to go hard, but we're going to go on Thursdays. So we're going to do that, 9 o'clock Thursdays?
Yep, same time.
Yeah. September 2nd will be our next show. It will be 9 o'clock, and we're going to rep live and stay tuned to the fucking, you know, what we post out there is going to be the special guest, because believe me, I'm going to get a guest. And I'm going to have him a little bit longer than Drake, because then he'll be actually at work.
Hopefully, I think on the line we're going to have Paul. Give me 1 second, all
right? Okay.
Paul's on the line. Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, it was popping, Paul.
What's going on, Jack?
Chilling, man. Fucking, you know, I hope you don't get mad about that fucking me putting Hurricane on blast on your account, but.
No, that's good, man. That shit pissed me off, but I think everything would be cool with that.
Yeah, I think it's just a douche for doing what he did, so I just want to put that out there, because there's so many other wrestlers that are cool as shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, I got a short little story with you. I hope nobody gets mad about it, but I was taking pictures for a rosters page for the Facebook.
Right.
And I asked him if I could get a picture, you know, of him for the roster page. I swear it took him like 3 minutes to get ready to take the picture, like he's some superstar or something.
He was Angelina Love and shit.
Yeah. He had to put baby oil on his chest and on his arms. And he had to put his hair back and comb his hair and shit just to get a picture. I mean, but everybody else was cool. Everybody else was cool, I mean, and they just, you know, struck a little pose for me for the picture, but everybody, you know, he took 3 or 4 minutes to get ready.
That's funny as hell. It just seemed like he played a complete, you know, just Hollywood bitch. And it's funny when you're waiting in Hollywood to do that, so.
Yeah, he ain't in the WWE no more. No.
So hey, man, you wanna promote that 1CW better than I did, because you know more than I do. So by all means, the tag thing, the everything.
That's cool, man. Yeah, it's facebook.com/1CW. So that's about all we got right now. We're trying to get a regular website set up, but.
Facebook's the way to go with promoting shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just different shit.
Awesome.
Like, our show, promoting the show, you know, we've been using Facebook a lot. So.
It's going well. We got, like, 25 motherfuckers. We're good.
You don't need to get our ass to work and put some shit together.
Yeah. We got to get all this to work. You know what I mean? So, it's all good. Yeah, man. We're just getting into all sorts of shit, you know, just chopping up all that. You know, I figure I'd bring you on if you want to talk about that shit, so.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, I got to get going now. I got 2-year-old I got to look at.
You know.
All right, man. All right,
thanks, Paul. Peace, homie.
That was good. Good stuff. Once again, that's 1CW out in Delaware, and hopefully we can work on some type of deal promoting shit and whatever. You know, and get our show a little bit more.
Of course, man, of course. You know, another shout out to Anthony Missionary Thomas over there at The Wrestling Suit. He does an awesome podcast, and he gave a listen to our stuff. He liked what he heard, and you know, of course, as you know, everybody got comments. I'm not fucking perfect. Everybody got comments, but you know, yeah, he has some comments. But on the same token, you know, I didn't think it was too bad. And that's a good shout out, because I mean, this dude is, you know, he runs a good thing. He had Big Vito over there, he had Iron Sheik on his stuff, he had, you know, he had a lot of guests over there, and they run a good show, so check them out. Alright
Yep. Let me, what the hell was I going to do? I was going to say something, but totally. Oh, I know what I was going to do. Alright now I want to give a real quick shout out, because I feel if I don't, I'll get
this person won't help us anymore. But Nina, for helping us out today, doing the press releases and promoting the shit out of the
show.
She'll
still help me. She'll still help me. She talks shit. Yeah, big shout out to Nina. Fucking tell me all the goddamn time. Shout me out. Yeah. All right. Big up, Nina. You're the shit, all right? Recognize. Relax. All right?
Yeah.
We're good.
All right.
Killing me with that shit. All about that. So, all right. Yeah, man.
I really like that segment we did about the whole hurricane bullshit. That faggot hurricane.
It had to happen, man, because if you do that shit in public in front of people, everybody should know how you act towards motherfuckers. How you act towards fucking children.
Yeah.
Don't. Don't look left and right and then call somebody a nigger. You know what I mean? Don't look left and right and then call somebody some other kind of ethnical slur. You don't do that. You don't do that in front of people, behind people. You don't do that type of shit. You know what I mean? So when you, like, come at a kid, you look left and right and be like, oh, it's just me, this kid, and his father, and he's going to have to bite on his bait. And then you tell the kid, hey, you want an autograph and a picture? And the kid's going to be like, yeah! And now the dad's a dick already. He's already a dick. The dad didn't do shit but walk up to a wrestler with his kid. You know what I mean? Just walk around. And then the dad's all of a sudden a dick, and he's like, oh, I guess I'll pay that $10. You know what I mean? Once he puts out that shit afterwards, you know, and the kid's like, hey, I want to see my picture with the wrestler. And then the father's like, well, shit, do I have $10? Because I didn't even plan on it. What the fuck? You know, it's just a bad move, man. It's not nice. You know, not good business.
Oh, boy. Where the hell did time go? We have like 15 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, we should, because I talked a lot, man. I don't even know.
I like when you talk
what
about
else?
All right. You're doing all the work. That's good.
Sure. I'm doing all the work. It's such a funny thing to tell me right now. But, nah. My fucking Niners, we got 2 weeks before the fucking season starts. We're going to wreck Seattle in the fucking opener. No maybe about it. You know what I mean? Talking football. Niners are going to wreck the fucking Seahawks in the opener. You know, we run this division right now. Like, who the fuck they got? They got, I think, Matt Leinart or some shit like that. That's getting laid.
I know.
Matt Leinart?
I heard. I'm making fun of the Cardinals.
Right. Right. He'd get laid the fuck out in the backfield of the fucking Cardinals. And that's cool. I don't give a shit about this guy. But it ain't Kurt Warner no more, so the Rams ain't doing shit. And Seattle ain't doing... Show me, man. Show me what's up, man, because I think we went into this division. We're 3-0 in the preseason, and a lot of those games are sloppy. Don't make no maybes about it. I'm not saying we dominated. But we did beat the Colts. Well, I know it's the preseason. I know we didn't dominate. I know Peyton abused us for every minute he was in the game and then left. Favre came in, got laid the fuck out by us, put on his ass, sacked fucking, you know, we did that. But in the same token, we won that game. We won against the Colts. We won against the motherfucking Raiders and put Jason Campbell out. And we got the Chargers next week, and then it's regular season, you know. It sucks we got fucking week two we got against the motherfucking the Saints Monday Night Football. That's fucked up, man. We ain't there yet. We're going to get hurt on Monday night. That's sad. I mean, come on, man. I can be proud of my team and their accomplishments and this and that, but, like, the Super Bowl fucking winners on week two when we didn't pass 500 last year, like, that's not nice. You know, Monday Night Football. Everybody watched the fucking.
I'm not feeling this. You gotta be like, no, we're going to the fucking Super Bowl. We're gonna win the whole damn thing this year.
Oh yeah, that's what's gonna happen. Oh yeah. I mean, I'm not snapping into a Slim Jim. I'm fucking telling you reality about my football team and shit. That's ridiculous. I'm fucking telling you that's not a good look for them to have to fucking play the Super Bowl champions 2 weeks into the season when they fucking didn't break 500. You know what I mean? Like, that's not good. Yeah, that's not good. So, you know, hey, man, I hope for the best for my dudes. I hope they get into the playoffs, but week two is going to be a test. And shit, I hope we pull some shit out of our ass, but it's going to have to come from there because on paper, that shit don't look good, so. And you got the Eagles with Cobb, right?
Cobb, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
yeah.
Sir.
He looks all right, but the rest of the team, not so much. We actually, what's up, Eagles? We got Brian Westbrook as our backup fucking running back. How about that? So, yeah. This happens. Because we had our backup actually retired, Glenn Coffey actually retired.
He was like, what, how old,
23
years old?
Yeah, young as hell, man, young as hell. He's his second year in the league and had, like, much prospect. Like, I talked to a lot of people that wasn't down with my team and said, hey, man, I know you got Gore, but, Coffey's the shit, man. He's good, too, man. And, it sucked to see him retire that early and everything, but, definitely. I mean, to fucking replace him as our backup with Brian Westbrook, hey, man, we're somewhat of a beast right now. That's all I can say, man, because if we click in with that and we got all sorts of awesome offensive line improvement and we got, Gore, of course, running the first shit, and then him as a backup, I mean, you can switch these cats off all game, and if you're hitting up Michael Crabtree, you're hitting up Vernon Davis. Man, offense should be banging with two running backs and two guys that Crabtree Davis. Ted Ginn. We got Ted Ginn that, you know, the Dolphins fucked up and paid too much, and then he started to actually break out last year, and now we got that motherfucker. That's funny. So, because my boy's a Dolphin fan, so he's going to have to deal with that. But, we got that. And on defense, Pat Willis, the baddest linebacker in the league. Baddest linebacker in the league. Fuck with me. Seriously, Pat Willis is that shit. You know what I mean? So, we doing some shit. Yeah, we definitely doing
didn't
some shit. We not.
Didn't you post on Facebook, like early last week that he fucking put Favre on his ass or something?
Yeah, Pat Willis put Brett Favre on his ass in the preseason game before Brett Favre took his exit. Yeah, he definitely put fucking Brett Favre on his ass. Because Pat Willis is a bad motherfucker. And then my other dude, shit, man, I forget his name, but dude came through and fucking Jason Taylor fucking caught a stinger off of that shit because he drilled his fucking shoulder into the floor. That happens. This happens. When you're fucking with the 49ers defense and we, you know, haven't been a winning team since, like, 95, you know, haven't really been, like, where motherfuckers give a shit or think they were a threat since, like, 95, you know, this happens. We got the baddest fucking linebacker in the league. We got, you know, a couple different weapons that's definitely sitting up. Fucking Frank Gore is one of the baddest fucking running backs in the league. So, we'll see, man. We'll see. And Westbrook was one of the top running backs in the league within the past couple of years. So, yeah, both on the same team. It's a nice little team up. You know, I'm hoping for the best, of course.
Well, you should. You're a fan of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This next coming year, I'm going to be in this football pool, so I'm going to definitely get into a lot of football on this damn show. You know, and it's not going to be like, it's not going to turn into a football show or nothing like that. So don't, you know, don't fret, wrestling fans, but I'm going to have a lot of football shit to talk about. You know, like, I heard fucking Tony Romo has been getting annihilated for the whole part of preseason because their offensive line is fucking paper. So that's great because I hate the fucking Cowboys, so I hope they get smashed all season. But, you know, we're going to get into some of that as well. Like I said, wrestling, and then we're going to have to throw in there a touch of football during this season.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, that's one thing we do agree on, is that we both hate the Cowboys.
Yeah.
How about
that? It's for different reasons.
I don't mind the Niners. I don't mind the Niners. I don't.
But I hate the Eagles. That's the difference.
Yeah, boo, boo.
I hate the Eagles. Hate the Eagles. Hate the Eagles, the Cowboys. I don't like the Giants.
I can sing the Eagles song if you like.
No, I'd rather you didn't. I'll hang my phone up. But, you know. I don't want to hear no Eagles song. We ain't got no fucking
really?
Song. Hey, man. My Niners come from the gayest fucking city in fucking America, as far as I know. And, I ain't gay, nothing like that. That's my homies over there, and they don't live there neither. And, they don't got a fucking song. So why y'all motherfuckers got a song over there in Philadelphia with that brotherly love y'all preaching about? What's all that? What does all that mean with that brotherly love?
Why don't you make a song?
It got shit to do with scissors. No, because I'm not gay. Because y'all over there with that brotherly love and shit. I mean, don't say shit about a sister. Hey, brotherly loving it up and singing songs about your football team. What's up with y'all?
And the guys like to go to the strip clubs. What's wrong with that?
The what?
Nothing. Don't worry.
Oh. Because Johnny, you definitely gotta.
There we go.
You definitely gotta, you know, step your game up if you want to pass Johnny as the gayest guy in Philadelphia, because he's definitely the top gay guy in Philadelphia. That's what he's trying to reach that plateau. You know, I don't know if y'all want to help him get there. That's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, he's doing that. Y'all want to be on the Eagles and make songs about your team? That's cool. You're going to have to compete with Johnny Cashmere for the top gayest guy in Philadelphia. That's what, you know, I'm just saying. My fucking real fucking adult human beings don't make songs about their fucking football team. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that shit. That's just me off cuff. You know what I mean? It's like, seriously. Make fucking songs about your football team. What the fuck are you? You know, you Michael Bolton and shit. What the fuck is wrong with you? So, hey, man. I think it's about time we wrap this up. We got, I think, a good amount of time in. Not enough with Drake, but, you know, we get him back. And, you know, we get some other stuff going on for Thursday, which is September 2nd. At 9 o'clock, we're going to do this live. And, you know,
living color.
Huh?
I said live and in color. Live and in living color.
Right, color. Because I've never gone black and white since I ever looked at myself and I looked like that shit, it would be wild, man. Like that gray and like darker gray. And it's like, oh, shit. I'm light gray right now. Shit. But that's, you know, they never seen it like that. So, yeah, we're definitely doing this again. Thursday, 9 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio /YKR Online. And check out our archives and everything else. And, Eric, you got anything else to say before we be out this bitch?
Well, I want to thank everybody that called in. For Paul, called in. Thank you. And that about does it.
Yeah, big up to my homie Paul, big up to Nina, because she can't fucking live a night without hearing about herself, and big up to Corey, big up to everybody else who listened to this motherfucker, alright?
And good luck at school, good luck at school for Corey?
Oh, Corey, yeah, get your fucking Rutgers. I hope, you know, one of them Columbine motherfuckers walk into Rutgers. Nah, I'm just playing.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
I'm just playing. That's my homegirl. Corey, hey, peace,
whoa,
motherfucker.
All right, we're
get a job, bitch.
The outro. Do it.
Peace.